from Texas, or do they, you know, pack them in cattle cars or something?
Well, I think both.
Okay.
But mostly, no, I think there is a siding down there. I think maybe it's mostly trucks, I think.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term buck scraper? Do you know about a buck scraper? Okay. What about a harrow?
Well, I've read about them, but
okay.
Is that the thing that, let's see now. Harrow. Oh, I don't know. No, I don't.
Okay. And what about the term Fresno? Does that sound familiar?
F-R-E-S-N-O?
Yeah.
No, what is it?
I don't know that it's a type of harrow, but it's a, it's something they used to use to build roads with.
I'll be darned. And that's the name of the town when I taught in California. It was Fresno,
yeah,
California.
Yeah, they got Fresno out there. I don't know exactly, you know.
Wonder how they got their name. No, I sure didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, if you didn't spend a lot of time on the ranch, some of these things are going to be a couple more. Do you know tools that a rancher would have to have to... What tools would a rancher typically go out with, you know, to make his living? Be important tools for a rancher.
A hay rack?
Okay.
Plows?
Mm-hmm.
Shovels, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I don't know much.
Okay. Do you know what the things are called that they use if it's a sheep? Sheepmen, I guess you'd say. What the tool is they're going to use to take the wool off the sheep?
Well, they shear it off. They like big scissors.
Yeah.
Only they're clippers, probably. I don't know what they call them. Okay. Let me see. I don't know. I've seen them, but...
Okay. I've heard the term sheep shears.
Probably that's it.
Okay. One more tool that I'm looking for is something that they would use to maybe beat a nail with or something.
Hammer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hammers.
And they might probably use hammers, maybe some saws. I'm not that
familiar. Not a saw hammers. Isn't a hammer. I mean,
No. I mean, that might be something else that a rancher might use.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Because they'd... All that fence work.
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
Are there many trucks? Do people drive trucks much in Leadville?
Oh, yeah.
Is trucks a pretty big thing? Four-wheel drives and stuff are probably pretty important to some people.
Recreational.
Oh, mostly recreational. I should ask you something about miners. What kinds of tools they would have to do their daily
work? Now, there you got me, because they don't allow women underground, or they didn't at that time I was
born. Oh, really? Well, rather than tools, let me ask you about this. Did the miners used to use animals much in their work that you remember?
Around Leadville?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
Probably not so much as some lone mine or something. But when you have a mine, animals weren't an important thing, at least.
Not up here.
Okay. Did people keep animals much around here?
Well, they had some of them up. I had cows.
Okay.
And some of them.
Many horses?
Well, there were some horses, but not right in town.
Okay.
Mostly just out at the little ranches and all.
Okay. Mules? Are mules something you see up here? Or burros?
Not a great deal.
Okay.
During the army days we did.
Okay. Used mostly just to carry things, or? Why did they have them up in the army days, do you remember?
Yeah, pack the heavy... I guess they used mules a lot, come to think of it, way back when they had the mining days, you know, and they had to haul things up to the mines. They used a lot of mules then.
Okay.
I'm sure they did.
Okay.
But that's back in the 1880s or something.
Okay. Mostly mules. Are burros the same as mules?
A burro is smaller than a mule.
Okay. Is that the same as a donkey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your burro and your donkey, your ASS,
okay,
are about the same.
Okay. Are...